On today's show, we're talking to all of you beginner investors out there. How do you start? Where do you go? And most importantly, what do we do? I'm going to share with you the top five no's for you to know before you jump in and start building your wealth. It's going to be a great show, so hit the subscribe button, give us a follow, and let's go. Welcome back to another episode of the What Do We Do podcast. I'm your host, Dewey Steffen, and this is episode 101. So we're going to call it Investing 101 for all of you beginners out there. We're going to share with you the top five things that you should know before you jump in and start building your wealth. Okay, so let's begin with the basics. Investing is simply taking your money and putting it to work to either save for a later day or to grow so you'll have more money later on. It's really that simple. So to begin, you'll need to decide how much money you'll have left over to either save or invest. And the way you start figuring this out is this topic we've talked about many, many times before, called a budget. The first step in making your budget is to add up all of your expenses and add up all of your income, and then just do the math. Subtract your expenses from your income, and what's left over, hopefully there is some, would be your surplus, or what we would call your excess capital to invest. So for today's episode, we're going to talk about, again, investing for beginners. So we're going to assume that you do have your expenses covered with your income. And then if that's the case, you really do want to sit down and make a plan so you can invest for success. Now, it's not that easy, but it's also not as difficult as you might think. To get started, we're going to give you five must-knows for you to know to put you on the right track. The first thing you're going to want to do to invest for success as a beginner is make sure that you have an emergency fund. What an emergency fund is, and we've talked about this in prior podcasts, is 3 to 6 months of expenses put away for a rainy day, hence the word emergency. In the past, if you had an emergency fund, you might put the money in a cookie jar, you might put the money under your mattress, or even if it was at the bank, you wouldn't be earning much, if any, interest on it. So it truly would be just a stash of cash for an emergency. But where we are now with interest rates, you can actually take the 3 to 6 months of your emergency funds and put them into a high yield savings account or money market and earn good interest. In a scenario for this podcast, if your expenses are $5,000 a month, and 6 months would be a total of $30,000, putting that into a high yield savings account or money market where you could earn 5% or more, on $30,000, that would be $1,500 of interest earned per year that it's in there. So if it stays as the emergency fund and over time your interest stays at 5%, you really are slowly but surely saving, or you could call it investing, towards your future without even doing much work. Okay, the second topic that we want to discuss before you start investing is knowing your risk tolerance. Once you have your emergency funds set up, then you want to understand what it is you're comfortable investing in, or more specifically, how much you're willing to risk to make and possibly lose along your investment journey. We want to make it perfectly clear to all of you out there that investing does involve risk. You can certainly lose your principal capital. You can certainly have successful investing as well, but a lot of it will come down to just the time you have invested. There's an old adage on Wall Street that it's not timing the market, it's time in the market that makes you successful. And we certainly believe in that, but we also believe in other ideas like diversification, like dollar cost averaging, like many other types of investment strategies that we've talked about in the past and we may touch on today. So, to figure out your risk tolerance, there are many ways you can go about it. You can go to our website, greatlakeswealth.us, and we actually have a tool called Riskalyze. And our Riskalyze tool is for free, and it will help you determine on a score of 0 to 100 where you would fall with the basics of investing. This would be a great idea for anyone who's not quite sure where they would be. Besides going to greatlakeswealth.us, there are all types of tools across the internet to help you figure out what your risk profile would be. And this includes, again, the amount of risk you would be willing to take, but also the amount of time you would have to invest. The more risky that you go, whether it's stocks or other types of risky investments, the longer you should plan on being into the investments in case they do go down or things happen that you will need to ride it out or invest more so that you'll have a successful outcome. Finally, on this point, there are different categories of investing that will ultimately guide your way. When you know your risk tolerance, then you can decide how much should be in that cash bucket we just talked about, but also the next level of risk up, which might be bonds. The next level of risk up after that could be stocks. It also could be real estate. There are also many other investment categories. One that everyone talks about these days is cryptocurrency. And I'll make a plug right here that you should not at any time put all of your money into cryptocurrency. We believe as financial planners and advisors that no matter who you are, you really should not have more than 5% into a speculative pile like cryptocurrency. In addition to cryptocurrency, other speculative investments could be options, they could be collectibles, they could be IPOs or private investments. These are things, again, that you want to discuss and consider after you have the basics. And again, for investing 101, that's not where you would start. Let's get back to the basics. All right, the third must-know before you begin investing is to understand and define what your goals are. Is this investing going to be for just a random rainy day? Again, maybe a uber long-term emergency fund. But probably that's not it. It's probably something more specific, like retirement goals, like saving for or paying off your college education, like purchasing or paying off your first house. If you're a beginning investor, you may not be trying to pay off your house quite yet, but whatever your goals are, you want to start with the end in mind. So before you begin investing, let's determine what that goal or those goals are and then put a plan together around it. when we're talking about goals, they can be short-term goals, they can be intermediate-term goals, and they can certainly be long-term goals, like retirement planning if you're in your early 20s. Along all of the journey that you'll have, we always say, check with your financial advisor, check with a professional, get good, solid advice on how you should start and what you should do and where you should go along your journey. And if you're going to have a long-term goal like retirement planning, you'll then want to decide what type of vehicle to put it in. Is it in the 401k through your employer? Is it through a Roth IRA or some other investment vehicle? This is not very complicated, again, but it is important to make the right decision. So talk with a professional, check out the different options you have available to you before making those decisions. In the case of retirement, and if you make less than $146,000 a year, I would highly recommend that you consider a Roth IRA. However, before the Roth IRA, I would absolutely check with your employer for your 401k or 403b options, and most specifically, do they offer an employer match? If they do offer an employer match, then figure out what that maximum match contribution would be, and please put enough in your retirement plan to get that match. When evaluating your 401k or 403b and evaluating whether or not your employer offers a match, you actually may be able to put a Roth contribution in the 401k or 403b. And in addition to the 401k or 403b, there is a retirement vehicle called the Roth IRA. And we've certainly talked about it many, many times before on the podcast. With the Roth IRA, and actually you might be able to do a Roth inside your 401k or 403b, so check that out. But the Roth IRA will allow investors who qualify to put up to $7,000 a year in, plus if you're 50 years or older, an additional $1,000 into a tax-free, tax-sheltered retirement account called the Roth. The Roth IRA does have a requirement of $146,000 or less of adjusted gross income if you're single and filing an individual tax return. So as we always say on the podcast, please check with your tax professional to make sure that your specific situation is understood by you loud and clear. But for most investors out there, if you make less than $146,000 a year and you're single, you should qualify for the Roth IRA. And if you're under age 50, then you could put up to $7,000 a year away. And ultimately, it could be tax-free returns. The fourth no for you to know before you begin investing as a beginning investor is to understand the power of diversification. There's an old saying out there of don't keep all of your eggs in one basket. And when it comes to investing, it's the same concept of actually having eggs in a basket. With investing, if you have different investments, they will have different investment return profiles. And what that means is that different investments do different things at different times. And this is most of the time by design. Typically, if stocks go up, bonds may go down. Or if the dollar or investments in the United States go up, foreign investments may go down. There could be a period in time when gold goes up and stocks go down. Always understand that cash is consistent. That's why we typically say cash is king. But besides that, when you're talking interest rates, you're talking economic and business cycles, there are periods of time when different investments do different things. And so by having a diversified portfolio, you will ride those waves, but they won't be so epic in your portfolio. When we're talking about diversification, there are several ways to get instant diversification. Mind you, I did not say instant gratification, because investing is a long journey, not an instant gratification exercise. But with diversification, you certainly can get diversification instantly by investing in mutual funds or ETFs. However, not all mutual funds or ETFs instantly diversify you. So again, do your homework, talk to a financial professional to find out what would be the appropriate investment for you when you're just beginning. To wrap up diversification, this is where you'll actually need to now figure out where you'll do this investing. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, you can seek out a high yield savings account or money market for your emergency fund for your cash balances. However, when you start investing, you will need to find some sort of an investment firm, a discount brokerage firm, someplace to help you with your investments. Several for you to consider could be Fidelity, could be Charles Schwab, or could be Robinhood. There are many others that you can consider as well, but those three do have smaller minimum balances to open accounts, and they have a whole suite of investment vehicles for you to consider, and many are very low in cost. However, again, make sure you do your homework and understand all the risks associated with investing, as well as the costs that are there too. All right, the fifth must know for you to know before you begin investing as a beginner investor is to understand that you need to start now and have a long period of time for investments to work. And there's a very powerful word out there that we use when we discuss investing, and that word is compounding. Albert Einstein actually called compounding the eighth wonder of the world. Well, what does that mean? When investing, that means that you will make money on your money, and if you don't take it out, that money will then make money on that money. Over time, this becomes extremely significant. For this episode, I ran a hypothetical calculation where, as a new investor, you invested $200 a month for 20 years and earned hypothetically 10% return on your money. In this scenario, $200 a month is $2,400 a year. And after 20 years, that would be $50,400 of your own money. Well, because of the power of compounding, you would have, if you earned 10% per year on that money, a total 20 years later of $167,300. So $117,000 would be compounded growth on your initial $50,000. That, my friends, is serious money. Well, there you have it. Those are five must-knows for you to know to start your investment journey. I'll encourage you all again to not go on this journey alone, but use all of the resources that are available to you. Certainly talk to family and friends. Certainly search the internet and other resources, but absolutely talk to an investment professional, your accountant, someone else who you can have in your corner to help you invest for success. If you enjoyed the content of today's episode, please give us a like, give us a subscribe, give us a follow, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, because together everyone achieves more. With that, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the What Do We Do podcast. As I always say, live your best life, be radically generous, a great big booyah to ya, and this has been episode 101, Investing 101, but we're just getting started.
The opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It's only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risks and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional.